pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And the Ad Council.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with the possibility of some scattered storms developing, some of which may turn severe. Highs will range around the mid-90s with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll see a chance of some scattered storms tonight as well with lows around 67. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 84.
Kansas City, here we are for Big 12 Media Days, Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're talking about, well, what else? Big 12 football, what everybody wants to hear this time of the year. And, of course, glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Danny Show here from Kansas City. And, Danny, have you found somebody in the crowd here that says Oklahoma and Missouri will neither one make the Big 12 championship?
Well, I think we found our guy. Randy Riggs from the Austin American Statesman joins us. Randy, thanks so much for stopping by. I've been hounding Randy all morning. I finally drug him over here.
Baylor and Iowa State is my prediction.
that would fill the bank account if that was the situation. Randy, is it Oklahoma, Missouri, and nobody ever close? Or your thoughts maybe on the Chasers this year in the Big 12?
I really do like Missouri. They've got all the skills. Well, they got everything. I mean, I don't see why they shouldn't win the North. Oklahoma, I think, is the class of the South. Texas Tech is kind of a sexy pick with some people, but I need to see their defense do it before I'm going to get too much onto that bandwagon. So, yeah, I mean, I hate to, go along with everyone else, but I really think that it's those two teams.
Randy, you're there in Austin. Two people voted for Texas. Any chance they can upend Oklahoma?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like they don't have talent. The quarterback, Colt McCoy, is coming off a pretty subpar year compared to what he did as a freshman. So I think he's got something to prove. He's a competitive guy, and he's not getting a whole lot of preseason ink compared to some of the other guys in this league. And I think that affects him a little bit. They got to find a new running back after Jamal Charles left them. And their defense needs to be totally overhauled, and they got the Muschamp fella from Auburn, who everyone is really high on. He's like one of the young Turks in the business, so everyone's pretty excited about what he's going to do.
Randy, when would you say that Texas football, what they're going into this year, when was the last year that maybe mirrored what they're going into this year, and how did things work out at that situation?
Oh, man, I can't remember what I had for breakfast 4 hours ago, so it's hard to say. They have sort of been in Oklahoma's shadow for quite a while, and which I think they are again this year. And Matt Brown has done a lot of really good things there, but he hasn't proven he can consistently beat Oklahoma. And until that day comes, it's just going to be like Groundhog Day down there. I mean, it's the same thing over and over until they prove that they can consistently get the best of those guys.
What's the feeling about Mack Brown? Are people happy or discontent? What would you say?
Oh, they're not unhappy. They're not discontented with him. When they won the national championship a couple of years ago, that bought him a lot of goodwill. So, people like the guy. He is a good guy. I think some of the folks down in Austin feel like that when things get a little tough, he has a tendency to whine maybe more than he should, but he's a good man, and he recruits well. He's been winning 10 games a year, so it's hard to really complain about the guy other than the fact that he just can't get past the seniors all the time.
Fair enough, Randy. We appreciate you stopping by. I know you got other things going on, other issues and things to take care of this afternoon. Enjoy Media Day.
Iowa State and Baylor, mark it down.
Thanks, Randy. Randy Riggs from the Austin American Statesman joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show at Big 12 Media Days. He's maybe the senior writer of all the Big 12 joining us. You've seen a lot of Tim Griffin's work on ESPN.com. He's been a longtime writer. Of course, Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald, longtime writer. We do lose one of our favorite, not us, Doug and Daddy show, but Chip Brown, we're hearing, moving on from the Dallas Morning News, and he has been a staple there for a long, long time.
Yes, he's getting away from the paper business, and he will work full-time now for Rivals, along with his radio show, which he does.
Well, we are hoping to have some Huskers join us here in just a moment, but right now, from right here in our own backyard in Kansas City, from the Kansas City Star, Blair Kirkhoff, again, another longtime cover of the Big 12, no matter what the sport seems to be. Blair, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate it.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, you're walking in. We've been talking about the favorites all the time. You've got 3 days here. What's the one thing that you want to find out in these 3 days from any school?
That's a good question. I don't know how much you find out. I mean, we, you know, basically it's the first time you get to talk to these people since spring, the end of spring football, and not a whole lot has happened. From the end of spring football until the beginning of, you know, the fall camp, you know, you've got the players, the quarterbacks and receivers have spent the summer together, seven-on-seven type stuff, and the linemen have worked together. I don't know how much you learn from, you know, in those 2 or 3 month period. I think the one thing that's interesting, though, is Missouri comes into this thing as the clear-cut favorite in the North Division and will have a bullseye on its back for the first time maybe in anybody's memory. Missouri is a clear-cut favorite. How do they handle that? This is the first time, really, that that Gary Pinkel and Chase Daniel and Chase Koff, those guys are going to have to talk about being the targeted team. And so that'll be fun. It'll be, how do you handle that pressure? You know, and Missouri's today. We'll get to talk to those folks here today. I'm fascinated with Nebraska and Texas A&M, the new coaches at both programs. You know, we got Kansas State tomorrow. So it's a great reacquainted couple of days here. And so what do you find out? I don't think we're going to learn any changes in starting quarterback or running, but things like that. But you do find out some, you know, how teams handle their position, their favorite role, the ones that get, you know, the ones that are picked for six and fit. How do you feel about that? That's kind of what this is all about.
Blair, talk a little bit about Missouri. Can they, in your mind, is it over? I mean, is it done? I mean, can we give them the trophy right now and
send
them to Kansas?
I tell you, everybody's talking about that, isn't it? I'll tell you what, it's theirs to lose. It really is theirs to lose. Based on whoever, all the people coming back and what the other teams in the North have lost, it is Missouri's, and they deserve it. I mean, after the way last year rolled for them and the way it ended, and Chase Daniel and Kaufman, and they got Jeremy Macklin's as good an athlete as there is in this conference. The linebackers are tremendous. It has to happen for Missouri this year.
Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Was there anything that happened since spring ball to any of these programs that maybe the general fan might not have seen on page one that's of note?
Well, you know, not really. There hasn't been that that player not qualifying academically or some sort of freak summer injury. We haven't seen any of that. You know, one thing you could tell by the players who come to this thing usually are chosen by the coach because there's some level of expectation for that player. So we know that Texas Tech today is not bringing Graham Harrell and Mike Crabtree, their great quarterback and wide receiver. I couldn't even tell you who they're bringing, but they're not bringing those two guys. But what that means is they're depending on these two, whoever they're bringing here as leader-type guys, people who can speak for the program, speak for the team. And so I kind of find that interesting. Who do these schools bring to basically advertise their program, because that means they're putting a lot of stock into these kids, and they want them to be good representative stewards of the school.
Blair, obviously Husker fans want to know, where do you fit the Huskers into this Big 12 North race?
Well, I went back and forth. I had them four. I've got them fourth behind Colorado and ahead of K-State and Iowa State. And I see where they were third in the media poll, just a little smidge ahead of Colorado. I think there's a lot of people who kind of agree Missouri won. Kansas, too, even though I think we can all agree Kansas is going to step back some this year. And then it was Colorado, Nebraska, 3 and 4. And I just went with the newness. You know, Dan Hawkins, third year, made the great progress from year one to year two with 6 wins versus 2 the previous year. Nebraska starting over with a new coach, new regime. And I love the energy. I love what he's going to bring. But I just think the newness, for me, is why I had Colorado third, Nebraska fourth.
Blair, any movement in the, you know, we haven't even brought up much about an Oklahoma State making a move.
Yeah.
They were a fancy pick here the last couple of years in the South. The fancy pick is Texas Tech. Roll the dice with Texas. They're supposed to be good. Anything from, can A&M and Oklahoma State make a significant jump?
I'm big on Texas Tech. They've absolutely have the offense, and they've always had the offense to, you know, to be a big dog in this conference. Defensively, they've been kind of a joke over the years, but that got better toward the end of last year, and I think that that's going to their new defensive coordinator, the guy who took over middle of last year, named Ruffin McNeil. I think that this is going to be a good enough defense where they can win some games that that they haven't won in the past. Now, the problem with Texas Tech in the past has been they lose to Colorado at home last year. They get beat like a drum in Missouri. Now, can they take care of business in those games and knock off a Texas at home this year to be that challenger in the South? I think they can. I think this is going to be, you know, people talk about who's the Kansas this year in college football. I think Texas Tech has a chance to be that team.
Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City Star. Blair, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Great, guys. Good talking to you.
We are at Kansas City for the Big 12 Football Media Days, and a lot more going on. Hopefully we're going to have a Husker or maybe two for you by the end of the show. It is their day, and they're just rolling in. So let's take a break. Remind you that you are listening to Big 12 coverage of Media Days, brought to you in part by Computer Hardware. Stop by and see Computer Hardware in Kearney today. They are the folks that get us set up with our computer needs at the Doug and Daddy Show. And we'll be back with more right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Danny Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
Visit your local area Thrivent agent, Deb Christensen, or visit them online at thrivent.com.
The hottest entertainment of the summers at FairFest at the Adams County Fairgrounds. It starts July 23rd with Jason Aldean.
And a hick town.
Jack Ingram takes the stage on Thursday.
Love you.
And none other than Blake Shelton entertains on Friday.
Some beach.
All concerts start at 8:30. Call 888-462-3247 or on the web at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. July 23rd through the 27th.
This is Roger Niffler for O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations in Kearney. My father, Arthur, died this past year. He lived life to its fullest, experiencing the Great Depression, proudly serving his country during World War II, a life that spent great times with family. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, my father's funeral was a life story remembered. Innovative and convenient always, O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, serving Kearney and the surrounding areas.
The reason the air smells so fresh in the mountains after a storm is thunderstorms ionize the air, literally scrubbing the air we breathe in. It's that same principle that makes the mountain air by sun heat the simplest and perhaps the best whole house air purifier ever. Now, save up to $150 factory direct when you stop by Motorsports Sales and Service. If you've had flooding, moisture problems, or mold, this is an especially important investment to sanitize the air and protect your family's health. The mountain air by sun heat, as low as $279 for a limited time at Motorsports Sales and Service. Highway 30, just west of 281 Grand Island.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show, live from Big 12 Media Days here in Kansas City. And Danny, finally, as folks are rolling in, we're going to get to talk to real live Huskers, your favorite part of the whole day.
Well, this is, I get a little fired up. You know, see Bo Pelini walk in. I wanted to run through a wall. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. I think all of Husker Nation is, and we're pleased right now to be joined by Big Matt Slauson on that offensive line, a leader of that offensive line. I think that's safe to say. Matt, welcome, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Matt, tell me a little bit about just even the trip down here, you guys talking a little bit amongst yourself. what are you expecting as you come in to be the face of the program? What do you want people to know today when you talk to them about where the state of Nebraska football is under Coach Pelini now in his first year?
Well, I got to tell you, the Husker Nation is probably the greatest fan base in the world, and I want everyone to know that Nebraska's back with Pelini and his regime. This is back. Husker tradition is here.
Talk about the summer a little bit. What's been going on? You and the fellas working out and getting ready for this season.
Oh yeah, we're making huge gains in the weight room. Our conditioning is great. Our speed drills are great. Everything we're doing now is so intense that you can just see people change. Even guys I see every day, and you know, guys you see every day, you don't normally get to see a change in their physique, but every day you see one more vein popping out or.
Now, you even slimmed down. You look at Zach Potter at the spring game. Even I was like, who is that? Very, very different strength and fitness deal going on. You guys slimming down, more athletic, and that's what you want to be, quicker.
Oh yeah, and that was even just after a month or two. I mean, we've been through winter conditioning, spring, and some summer conditioning. I mean, the gains have been ridiculous. I've dropped a couple pounds, but other guys are bulking up and just getting huge. And everything we're doing is really sport specific. I mean, it's just awesome.
Can you put into words what it's going to feel like to really get out when fall ball begins? Because you can talk a good game, but now you guys probably want to see how much you have improved.
Oh yeah, definitely. Everything we're doing, like our conditioning, our conditioning is real short runs, high intensity, high speed, really, really applicable to the sport. Our strength is the same, real high intensity short bursts. So we're gonna come into fall just feeling pumped, ready to go, and we're gonna peak when we're supposed to peak. And we're all really juiced to get out there.
Matt, obviously media days, everybody's talking about the favorites. Everybody's talking about Missouri. Does that bother you? They haven't won in Lincoln in 30 years. I know what's happened the last couple of years. Everybody wants to forget it. I'm sure you guys want to forget it. You're not happy with that record.
Yeah, I definitely want to forget it. But you know what? I'm not surprised. I mean, Missouri had a great year, and yeah, I'm tired of hearing about them. But you know what? They played a great year last year, so I'm not surprised at the preseason polls putting us where we are and putting them where they are.
Fair enough. Would you like to guarantee a victory over Missouri on October 4th, right here on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Next question.
Offensive lineman Matt Slauson of the Huskers is joining us here. Talk about the O line. Give us a preview of what the O line is going to look like this fall.
I think the offensive line is a really, really unique piece on our team because you know, the offensive line has just always been, you know, the power like hogs. I mean, but our offensive line, we bring so many different aspects to the game. I mean, I'm more of the traditional power guy, you know, the getting down and dirty pig. And then you got guys like Lyden Murth and Jake Hickman, who are so incredibly fast. I mean, it adds a whole new dynamic to our team.
Matt, obviously, the running back situation, Marlon leads the way. Some young guys, Cody, if he would pick up a ball and somebody would knock him out of bounds at the 2-yard line, would they hand the ball off to Cody and let him score the touchdown?
Like as opposed to Marlon?
Yeah. I mean, would they let him be the workhorse up there with 1 or 2 yards? Any chance of that happening? He was such a bulldozer down there towards the goal line. Everybody remembers the Texas A&M game.
Well, you know, I don't put anything past our staff. If it took him to come back over to offense, then our staff would do it. But I don't think we need that. I mean, our running backs are great, and we have Quentin on our side, and he's a huge back. as well. So I think we're going to be just fine.
Matt, before we let you get out of here, Matt Slauson of the Huskers joining us. Just talk about if it's the fun factor or what the attitude is like right now, just working out every day compared to we all know how things went. What's been the major difference just for you going to work every day?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I can see, I don't like dwelling on the past. I got all my frustrations out during spring, but it was like these coaches came in and pressed a reset button and took us back to the 90s here. I mean, this is old school Nebraska. We're having fun. We're loving playing. We love the staff, and we love each other most of all.
Well, Matt, we look forward to seeing you back in Lincoln throughout the season. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck.
Yeah, Doug, thanks.
Matt Slauson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break. Be back with more from Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City right after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
The Roman in downtown Kearney is known for great Italian food, pizza, and gourmet sandwiches. Roman's intimate decor, fine wine, and well-stocked bar will enhance your dining experience, along with a variety of live entertainment. But if you can't be there, the Roman's entire menu is now available for home delivery during regular dining hours between 5 and 9 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesday, and Thursday through Saturday till 10 p.m. For great food and drink, just pick up the phone and let the Roman satisfy your appetite tonight.
Ooh, honey, great news. I just scored tickets to the game, packed the bags, we're going to make it a weekend.
Oh no, what about the pets? Who's going to feed them and let them out?
Island Pet Resort is the answer for you. Going out of town for the day or for the week, with daycare and boarding available, the choice of economy, luxury, or serenity suites, your pet will be pampered while you enjoy your time away. Call 308-384-4679. Island Pet Resort, 308-384-4679. The best for your pet.
With four sizes of our specialty T-bone steak, all steaks hand-cut fresh right in the steakhouse, home of the 4-pound Texas Challenge, with the biggest variety of steaks in the state, and three sizes of prime rib voted the best in Grand Island, where quality, value, and variety is our promise. Great-tasting steaks served by friendly people. There's no doubt about it. We are the place for steak. Reminding you to show our military troops your support by wearing red on Fridays.
Steak's done right, Texas T-Bone.
Hi, I'm Van Coker with Marketing Firepower. Do you dread advertising that doesn't work? Steve Riles did.
Before, when we were doing the Yellow Pages, we did it every year, crossed our fingers, and said, well, I hope it works.
And he was less excited about the meeting he would have.
Every time the Yellow Page salesman called and said it's time to renew your ads, it was dread.
If you're ready for a way to attract customers that works, log on to marketingfirepower.net.
And back on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Day here in Kansas City. Of course, Kansas City is where teams are hoping to be back in December for the championship game on December 6th. Everybody thinks it's going to be Oklahoma and Missouri. We're going to see if there is a reason that that's not going to happen. Of course, it'll all have to be put out on the field before everything gets said and done. And again, Nebraska's home opener coming up on August the 30th. We are expecting to be joined by Barry Turner, Nebraska defensive end here in just a moment. Had a chance just a moment ago to talk to Matt Slauson. And let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Derek, back at the studio.
Got this from Adam in Holdridge. I'm glad you guys are talking football this week. Otherwise, I might be going ballistic right now. I have a couple of questions for you guys. What's the overall feel you get there about Cody Glenn's future at linebacker, and which side of the ball do you think Baker Steinkuhler is going to play on?
Well, Baker Steinkuhler, we just had at the top of the hour, Sean Callahan was with us. He said that's one of the questions that we just don't know yet. Where will they start him? And, you know, I think, Daddy, you're going to look at where do they need more help. I think it's defense. I think it's defensive line. We'll see what the coaches say today.
That really seems to be the main question for this team, is on the defense. Not only the linebackers, but also the defensive line. They've got to be able to get pressure on the quarterback. Now, can Baker do that at a Division I level as a freshman? That remains to be seen. Hopefully, you know, we're going to find out the way he dominated in the All-Star game, the USA All-Star game in San Antonio. Certainly looks like he's a player that can step in and contribute right away. Now, obviously, a big benefit for the future in Nebraska football will be able to redshirt him and keep him off the field. But I'm sure with the talent in which he has, I'm not sure that's going to be an option.
I don't think he's going to redshirt. I don't see that. I mean, you're bringing in a five-star. Five stars don't redshirt unless it's just, you know, U.S. Unless you're just so deep with talent that he would just be wasted sitting on the sideline anyway. Secondly, asked about Cody Glenn. You know, unless something really tragic happens to the running back situation, I think he's a defense, and they're pleased with him at what he's doing in linebacker. I think he's there to stay.
Well, I think he's there to stay, and I certainly think that. I find it interesting, though. He is such a workhorse. He is one of those players that, I just have visions of that Texas A&M game on the goal line and those plays. Now, I'm not sure Marlon Lucky can do that. I'm not sure Quentin Castillo can do that. And I'm not sure Roy Helu, Marcus Mendoza, you want to run him down, can do what he does. I think it would be very, very fascinating to see if he could drop a shoulder and get on the goal line and still play a little bit of running back in his senior season and help the Huskers score some points.
More Big 12 football, including some Husker talk, continues right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The 50th annual Nebraska Shrine Bowl football game is set for Saturday at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The Sound team has practiced at Doane College in Crete, the North team going through their workouts at Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln. Both teams will take a break from the practice schedule this week to visit the Shriners Hospital in Chicago. Kickoff for the ball game on Saturday is set for 6:30. Esteban Hermann's two-run double in the eighth inning helped lead the Kansas City Royals to an 8-7 win over the White Sox yesterday in Chicago. Royals manager Trey Hillman says this was a great way to start the second half of the season.
2 out of 3, we'll take that. 2 out of 3 against these guys, and it's good. They're still leading us in the overall series, but they're the division leaders, and we're getting started after the All-Star break and getting it handed to us pretty good in day one. Then we'll take 2 and 3, and hopefully this will build some momentum going into the home series against Detroit.
Chicago's Jim Thome doubled in the seventh inning for career hit number 2,000. The White Sox have dropped 5 of 7, but still hold a half-a-game lead over the Twins atop the American League Central Division. The Royals are 11 games off of the pace and will play Detroit tonight, beginning at 7:10 at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. ESPN will broadcast beginning with a pregame show at 6:35. Ohio University has extended the contract of head football coach Frank Solich to the 2013 season. The former Nebraska coach led the Bobcats to a 6-6 record last year. He guided Ohio to the GMAC Bowl in 2006. The Bobcats' first bowl game since 1968. Solich was fired in Nebraska in 2003. Kearney Post 52 won the Area 7 Juniors baseball tournament yesterday out in Scotts Bluff by knocking off Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes 10-0 in 6 innings in the championship game. Kearney put the game away by scoring 6 runs in the 6th inning. Had a lot of offense during the area tournament. They outscored their opponents 46-5. Kearney moves on to the state tournament, which gets underway on Friday in Omaha. Hastings ends the season at 28-14. Grand Island Wells Fargo will play the Columbus Blues this afternoon in the championship game of the Area 6 Juniors Tournament in Columbus. Grand Island stayed alive yesterday with a 7-0 win over South Sioux City. Hastings Five Points Bank will play North Platte on Thursday in the opening round of the Area 7 Seniors Tournament at Duncan Field. North Platte beat Hastings 5-4 and 8-3 earlier this year. Game time will be at 8, and 1:30 KHIS will broadcast beginning with a pregame show at 7:45. The other ball game will have Kearney Runza taking on Twin Cities. Kearney Runza closed out their regular season yesterday with 2 wins in Lincoln. Kearney beat Lincoln Southwest 15-5 and down Lincoln Northeast 10-5. Saturday's games were rained out. And Kelly Bowen of Henderson, Colorado, won the late model nationals on Saturday night at Mid-Nebraska Speedway in Donovan. Bowen took the lead with 25 laps to go in the 50-lap main event and cruised to his second victory of the weekend. He also won the 30-lap preliminary A feature on Friday. Kyle Burke of Marquette was second. David Eckridge of Oxford, Iowa, finished third. That's sports.
Ooh, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as things start to get a little more exciting here live in Kansas City, the Big 12 Football Media Days. I want to thank all the fine folks that we've already had on the program today, Nebraska lineman Matt Slauson, Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City Star, Dave Lapham from Fox Sports, Randy Riggs, Austin American Statesman, Ron Tulin from Versus Network, and James Hale from Sooner Sports Network as well among our guests that we've had on the show today. Also, Sean Callahan joining us earlier this hour from Huskers Illustrated. We've got a lot more tomorrow as we really focus on the coaches and players again, just rolling in. And we hope to have either Joe Gans or Barry Turner here before the end of the show. In fact, I think we can guarantee that before the end of the show here, Joe Gans or Barry Turner will be joining us from the Huskers here from Media Day, brought to you by many fine folks, including Slugger's Bar and Grill, Island Pet Resort, Centura Hills Golf Course, Computer Hardware, Brown Shoe Fit Company, The Wave Pizza Company, and more. Be sure to stop in. Tell them thanks for allowing us to be here and talking Big 12 football with you. Also, a reminder, you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. If you get home later today, listen to the podcast, fire us an email. We'll have it for tomorrow when we go 2 hours again, Tuesday and Wednesday from Kansas City. Tomorrow, Kansas, Kansas State, Colorado, and Oklahoma State. We will be working diligently throughout the afternoon as Nebraska is here, and later Missouri, Texas Tech, and Texas A&M will be rolling in as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, a couple of other sports notes. Tervell Belogdev named the Midlands Athlete of the Year by the Omaha World-Herald today. Congratulations to him. And American Legion Baseball continuing. Best of luck to the teams. They are wrapping up juniors and seniors tournaments getting underway as well. Derek, anything back in the email from the Dent Popper inbox that we need to get to?
Well, looks like the email's pretty clear, guys.
All right. Tomorrow we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're just standing by, I believe, to be joined by Joe Gans, who will be Nebraska's starting quarterback. As so far, the one thing that has really stuck out, I thought we were going to be the odd man out, especially when we were talking on our roundtable Friday about, you know, we don't see Kansas being the second-best team in the North. I cannot believe the amount of people that agree with us that we have talked to so far last night when we got here and today and this morning so far. Everybody seems to be hesitant about Kansas, and now that everybody's hesitant, it makes you wonder, well, will Kansas use that as a chip on their shoulder? But then the kids probably aren't hearing that because they're picked number two in the North behind Missouri, followed by Nebraska, Colorado, K-State, and Iowa State. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Big 12 North comes to play, and we will find out more. But, you know, joining us right now, the quarterback of the Big 12 North champions this year, Joe Gans, rolls in and joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, would that shock the nation? Would that shock Nebraska? Would that shock you guys?
I think it would shock the nation. I don't think it would shock us. But, you know, because that's our goal every year. I mean, if it's not our goal, why even, you know, go out and play the season? So, you know, obviously that's our goal, is to win the Big 12 North, and I'm sure it would shock a lot of people around the country, but, I mean, it wouldn't be a shock to us.
Joe, I think the main question for you and your offense is obviously able to put up numbers last year. 598 when you started. My word, you should have been starting the whole year, but jobs are promised to people, and they couldn't back out of it. So whatever you want to say. 598 yards, 466 passing yards per game. The offense isn't a problem. Do we have a deep threat this year? Who's the deep threat on this football team?
Well, I think you saw in spring game, Kerensky, Gillian, can, you know, really, I mean, I think he ran his, you know, 100 meters in like 10.2 or something like that, which is ridiculously fast. And, you know, he's big. He's about 6 foot, like 215. He looks like a linebacker and can run, you know, like a DB. So, you know, he's going to be a real, you know, vertical threat. You know, along with Nate Swift out of that slot, you know, that slot position. You guys saw a little bit of, you know, when he was a redshirt sophomore, you know, redshirt freshman, you know, out of that slot position, how he could get downfield and, you know, find those little voids, you know, deep. And, you know, those two guys are, you know, pretty much, you know, big-time downfield threats, along with Niles Paul. You know, Niles is, you know, a real good athlete. It's just, it's how, you know, how well he can come along, you know, mentally in the game, because it's a big step up for him.
How difficult is this offense? We've heard it's a different animal, and for these young kids to step up, and people hear of a Niles Paul, all the athletic ability, but how much of the offense can he grasp in a short amount of time?
It's not too bad. You know, it took me, after my first spring ball, I was comfortable enough where I could go out and play. And actually, you know, understand, you know, what kind of, you know, what stuff I'd have to get out of, and what kind of, you know, what kind of offense we were actually running in, you know, certain situations. But, you know, it takes about a year. You know, I mean, Niles didn't have the chance, you know, like I did, where I was, you you know, scouting guy and just kind of, you know, learn by watching a little bit. Now I was just thrown right in there. So, I mean, it was tough. I mean, it's tough for any freshman to come in, you know, no matter how athletic or, you know, how freakish you are. But, you know, now, you know, he's got a year under his belt now, and, you know, we're expecting really good things from him, you know, in the summer, you know, 7-on-7 stuff. You know, he's been, you know, he knows all his assignments. He knows all his routes, so.
Nebraska starting quarterback Joe Gans with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. In 1 year, so much has changed. Last year, you were trying to battle for a starting job. It appears that the starting job is yours. So much has changed in the last year. Just take us personally where you are this year from where you were going into fall ball last year.
It's going to be a lot easier for me this year. I'll be able to clear my head a little bit more, focus on football instead of, you know, focusing on the race between me and Sam. And I think it'll help, you know, help my preparation, just being able to clear my head and not worrying about anything else but football. And you know, I think that, you know, that's going to be a real big help coming into this fall. You know, having the confidence knowing that, you know, I'm the guy, and, you know, all the coaches have the confidence in me to go out there and, you know, win for this program. So that's going to help a lot.
Joe, I've got to ask you about Cody Glenn moving sides of the ball. When that decision was made, emotional for you? Did you hug a lot?
it was tough to see him go. I love Cody as a running back. I just love how he ran the ball. You know, I loved how you know, in the goal line he'd get those tough yards. You know, it was probably the best thing for him. You know, we are real deep at running back, and, you know, it's going to be tough. We've got a lot of good running backs. It's going to be tough to get carries for, you know, all those guys. So
the coaches are high on Roy.
Yeah.
Is he the second?
Oh, yeah.
Behind Marlon,
yeah,
without,
I mean,
a doubt?
Roy's similar to Marlon, where he's kind of, you know, fast, a little shifty back. He's a little smaller, a little faster, quicker. But,
shifty. I thought you were going with a different word.
it's the family show. Between him, you know, him and Q and, you know, Marlon, we got three, you know, pretty big-time Big 12 running backs. So, you know, and I know we needed a little help on the defense. And Cody's too good of an athlete not to have him on the field every down. So it was just tough just because, you know, we had so many running backs. Just, you know, only one usually plays. So, you know, we needed Cody on the field as much as we can. And, you know, it came, you know, it was a spot open at linebacker. And obviously he's got the build for it. He's athletic enough to play. It's just, you know, it's just, you know, if he's going to be, you know, instinctive enough to play it. And, you know, during the spring, you know, he was, you know, one of our best players in defense. So, you know, I got all the confidence in Cody, and, you know, I think he's going to have a really good year.
Well, Joe, we'll let you get to the next spot. Have fun while you're here today. I know it's a lot of work. We'll see you back in Lincoln.
All right, thanks, guys.
Joe Gans, Nebraska starting quarterback, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and he's just going to pass the headset right over to Barry Turner, Nebraska defensive end, the third of the three Husker players that we're getting a chance to catch up with here before we ride on out on the Doug and Daddy Show. But, hey, Barry, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
How you doing?
Well, I tell you what. Is there pressure? Bo Pelini's coming in. The defense is supposed to be great. I mean, is that pressure to you guys, or is it fun so far?
It's fun. It's been great. I mean, we have a whole coaching staff that's enthusiastic about winning and being able to play well.
That had to be frustrating, just the losses, to get into a system, people are fired up. There's one goal on this football team, and that's winning.
Correct.
And very obviously, what's going on with the hair? you know, when did this look come out in Barry Turner, and what did you decide to do there?
Well, I just changed it up a little bit. You know, different coaching staff, I had to change it up a little bit.
Is it a different person, Barry Turner? Is Barry Turner a different person?
Barry Turner determined to win, lean, fast, ready to get at it.
Yeah, we talked to Matt Slauson a little bit about that, Barry. Everybody is slimming down, getting more fast, more athletic. That's going to be key for your success. Who do you see on the defensive side of the ball? Everybody's talking about how weak the linebacking core is. Everybody's talking about big question marks at defensive line. Who do you think will step up and emerge and could be that Big 12 all performer at the end of the year?
I mean, we got a numerous amount of guys that, you know, we played with a lot of guys at Jake Moore, Adam Carricker, Steve Octavian, Stu Bradley. I mean, we got a lot of guys that just good at the caliber they are, you know. I mean, talking about weak linebackers, come on now. We got Cody Glenn coming back huge, Phil Dillon. We got numerous of guys, and so is on the D-line.
Hey, they're saying it. National, I'm not saying it. Don't be mad at me.
You know, a lot of people talk about it. You know, they really don't know what's going on, and we got one of the most experienced defensive lines coming back, so.
Barry Turner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Barry, do you guys, as players, look at the big picture when people are saying 7-5, 8-4, wins and losses, or these are winnable games, these aren't winnable games? Do you guys look at that, or does it not matter at all what the other jersey says when you play them this fall?
It doesn't matter at all what the other team says, what the other the media says. It's all about what we believe in and what we feel like we can accomplish.
Who has helped you? You mentioned some of those guys that you played when you were younger at Nebraska. Who's helped you the most or maybe come along the most as a player in Lincoln?
I would say it started off with Coach Blake as a coach, you know, and then being able to talk about numerous different coaches, that just take a little bit from each of them.
Barry, can you talk a little bit about the intensity level Bo Pelini brings?
Oh, it's intense, I mean, but at the same time, we get the job done and we have fun at the same time, and that's what it's about, you know. You got to make football enjoyable, and everybody want to do it.
Barry Turner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another minute. It's a circus around Nebraska, and from time to time we get to ask the players, can you even believe what it's like playing at Nebraska and all the attention you guys get no matter what it is you're doing, whether you're having lunch? I mean, I saw you guys are over in buffet line and there's TV cameras on you. Whoa. Are you amazed at all that?
It is amazing, and that's what comes along with it, you know, to being able to hustle. Not many people can be a football player at Nebraska. So, I mean, it's a good, it's positive and negative consequences that come along with it.
Barry Turner. Barry, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to following you throughout the year and catching up with you then as well.
All right, thank you.
Barry Turner here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we're just about out of time, and we're looking forward to seeing these guys when we get back to Lincoln. Absolutely outstanding getting a chance to catch up with all three. We'll hear some comments from Bo Pelini on tomorrow's program, but Daddy, running over time by a minute or two here. We're one day in. We've got a lot more work to do today, and of course a lot more live interviews with the teams that will be in tomorrow and Wednesday. Anything that stuck out in your mind in this two-hour whirlwind of a Doug and Daddy Show?
Well, I think the one thing, that when you're standing here next to Joe Gans and looking at him, you know, he's a confident young man, and you can see why he's a leader of this football team. Very relaxed, very sure of what he's able to do with this offense this year. And I think it could be one of the more explosive offenses. I think people look at the numbers that were put up a year ago, but they maybe don't believe over a season Joe Gans can do that. Well, Joe Gans believes that, and you can tell just by his attitude here standing in front of us.
I totally agree with you, and the one thing that people haven't talked a whole lot about is Nebraska's health. We talk about, well, what happens if, you know, Sam Bradford or Murray goes down for Oklahoma or Chase Daniel for Missouri? What if they go down? Well, there's some guys every team can't do without, but, you know, I think you're right. And, of course, every time you come and cover an event like this, you can't help but drink a little bit of the Kool-Aid and feel better about Nebraska or whoever than maybe you originally thought.
Well, I felt better about Nebraska since they fired the last coach. So that's been an ongoing theme with me. And we're really looking forward to continue to work with these guys. And hopefully, knock on wood, we will maybe get a chance to catch up with Coach Pelini later. He has been making the circles. Mike Leach also in the room, Ron Franklin, Ivan Mazel, still to come. So it's going to be a great next couple days at shows.
We want to thank everybody for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, but that will wrap things up for today's edition of Big 12 Football Media Days. Again, big thanks to our many fine sponsors, Slugger's Bar and Grill, Island Pet Resort, Brown Shoe Fit, Computer Hardware, The Wave Pizza Company, Centura Hills Golf Course, and we want to thank you. We'll be back here tomorrow live from Kansas City and Big 12 Football Media Days at 11 o'clock, the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.